we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and I'm just, I'm about to break down myself here, reading over the letter my son sent me, which I want to share with you in just a couple minutes here, but let's go to the phone lines real quick here to, first of all, Jeff in New Mexico. Jeff, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. Go right ahead, Jeff.
His daughter, but I kind of agree with the Army on not having your son make all these guys run like that, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
Because for one thing, now I heard the military is giving these stay-awake drugs to, like, pilots and stuff. So it's drugs, not being in shape, that makes them be able to do their job, you know. And another thing, walking is not as hard on your joints. And our enemies in other countries half the time are tobacco addicts. And so aerobics is not important for a lot of military jobs. And making every troop go on strenuous runs to me is senseless. Communist, everybody gets the same treatment, military policy, and a scientific capitalist caste system military policy would only have soldier training at what relates to their job and equipment and weapons use proficiency, and not strenuous exercise for everybody unless it relates to, like, mountain walk fighting like in Afghanistan or something. So, and, you know, like I said, the military is giving them these drugs where they can stay awake for 24 hours or 48 hours. Have you heard about that?
I have, Jeff, and it's very sad to hear that, and I believe it is good information because we've heard it from several different military people here. So you're absolutely right. Appreciate your input, Jeff.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
I've heard some things on RBN about this gang stalking.
Yes.
And I think that's happened to me in my neighborhood because these gang Latinos, they use barking dogs, pit bulls, and German shepherds, and then intermittent loud music coming from their vehicles as a form of noise pollution, as a harassive form of gang stalking against their white male neighbors. Like, and now these Latinos are rioting in Kansas City, complaining, and they're just real uppity all over the country, not just New Mexico or the Southwest or California or Florida. It's everywhere where they think they can fly the Mexican flag in Kansas City and Milwaukee and everywhere, and it's real sad.
It is sad, Jeff, and we thank you for calling in today and sharing that with us, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks now. Let's go to Eric Williams, who's a host on RBN. Eric, are you there?
Yes, Jack, I am, and I'm having a hard time restraining myself. In the first place, that caller that just got off, I'm a Vietnam and a Korean War vet. I was an underwater swimmer, that's what they now call a SEAL in the Navy.
Yeah.
Nobody in the military knows what they're going to be called on to do next. I don't care who they are. If they think they're a secretary in the office doing yeoman's work, 15 minutes later, they're allowed to be out on the line.
That's right.
Hopefully the friendly end of some kind of a weapon.
I
never heard such a bunch of crap as that guy putting out bitch before me. And for him to avoid addressing your primary issue here regarding your molested granddaughter is unbelievable to me. You got to talk about how he's being stalked in Texas. It just turns me off. I tell you, I'm incensed. And I picked up when you were talking on your show several times about jury nullification. I've been harping on that and reading articles about that on my show just about every day almost.
Thank you for that, Eric. Thank you. That's so important.
Yeah, I want to be on the jury to try your son for murder of this doctor, because to me, the Army has conducted an act of war on your son's family, and when the military refuses to do anything about it, the job falls back on him, and he would be acquitted for justifiable homicide in 15 minutes if I was on the jury.
Eric, could you hold over the break?
Absolutely.
Okay, hang on, Eric. We'll be right back, folks.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles of the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Other host on RBN, Eric Williams. Eric, please continue on, brother.
Jack, wasn't it a few weeks ago that you had an article on your show about Grandma Rambo in Australia who blew the private parts off of a couple of guys who raped her niece?
That's right.
Or something?
That's correct. Yes.
I never did hear the outcome of that story, but I do remember that you reciting that after she had done her duty, she then went down to the police station and put her weaponry on the counter.
That's
and
right.
I don't see how your daughter-in-law can possibly have any kind of a confidence or any reason at all to support the military, her husband in the military, when the very military that is supposed to be securing her whole country is not even securing its own the families of its own troops. And I don't see how your granddaughter can possibly have any confidence whatsoever in her father or her mother until something is done about this. And as I said before the break, the only thing that I can see that your son's duty to do is to go kill that SOB.
Well,
I'm serious. I don't see that he has any alternative.
Believe me, brother, as you know, if you are a man, and you are Eric Williams, this goes through every man's mind, and I've talked to families who have had their children molested, and the man of the family especially always thinks of going and blowing away the turkey that has done something like this. And my son has of course had those thoughts, but he's trying to go through the system, and he's finding the system is failing him, And now, brother, they want to take this dad out of the family in the next few days and send him back to Baghdad
and let his wife try to cope with this. Jack, it's not only that they're wanting to send him back. Your recitation earlier that this doctor is still treating people, the Army is laughing at this entire incident and has no intention whatsoever to do about it. I agree 100% that we do have a system and that the system should be allowed to do its job. But when the system refuses, and not only refuses and fails, but just laughs at the victims, that's just gone too much. You know, what it's too bad that your granddaughter didn't think of it at the time to get that SOB's penis in her mouth and bite that sucker. There'd be some very, very good evidence of whether or not she was molested or not.
Well, a little 10-year-old girl, of course, is being psychologically manipulated by this psychologist there.
I understand that.
And 10-year-old girls don't know what to do in such confusion.
Of course not.
I understand, Eric.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, brother, for these thoughts. We sure appreciate it.
Well, I want everybody that's listening to understand that if such a thing were to happen in any case whatsoever, whether it's a drug dealer pushing drugs to children or somebody molesting children, when the authorities don't act, it's the duty of those in the community to take some kind of action, whether it's an abortion clinic or whatever, and it's our duty as jurors on the jury to acquit on the basis of justifiable homicide. If you had been in the same situation as the accused and you had done what the accused did under the same circumstances, would you feel that you had done your duty or do you feel you've committed a crime? And if you feel it, not that you necessarily would have done it, but if you had, would you feel that you had done something wrong or something just, then you must acquit?
Yes, I understand, Eric, and that's the way I feel, too, that if society is going to be plagued with these people and our government takes them off the street for a couple years and puts them away and lets them out to abuse again and again and sometimes even murder these children, something has to be done, and it is the right of the American people to defend themselves and their families if the government will not do it. Sad, but that's true. Thanks, Eric.
You said exactly the right word, Jack. It's their right.
Yes, it truly is.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Eric.
God bless you, brother.
All right. Well, folks, I'm just here, and I'm trying to cope with this myself as the grandfather, knowing my son is about to collapse over this thing. His wife's collapsed. And I want to share with you a letter I got from him here just the other night. This was, I guess, March 18, actually, so it's been a few days. But he says that he and his wife and family had just come home from eating out, and his wife, Fran, went down to the basement to start cleaning the house. She started cleaning the house, and it's 9:30 at night because she can't sleep. This is the mother. This was about 9:30 p.m., he says. I went to the basement to get something and noticed that my wife was talking, but she had slurred speech. She even looked dizzy. She sat down on the seat, and in a few minutes, the girls called out to me, and she'd fallen off the seat, and I yelled because I was shocked, and the girls began to cry. Remember, the molester had told our daughter that mom and dad were going to get a divorce, and so the girls began to sob, and I took them upstairs to distract them real quick, and all of a sudden, my wife came crawling up the stairs to our room and into the bathroom and began to throw up there. I went to assist her, and she said she just wanted to be alone. Well, I took the girls to bed and read them some books. About a half an hour or 45 minutes elapsed, and I went back downstairs to check on her. I found her down on the floor, laying in her own vomit. I thought she was dead. I woke her up, and she was barely responding. To make this long story short, I had to drag my bride to the couch to keep her awake. I was really worried about her because of her very pale. She was very pale and very faint heartbeat. Within a half an hour, and with a few sips of water, and some talking to her, she started coming around. In slurred speech, she began to sob and tell me that she doesn't know how to numb the pain that she is feeling. It's painful for even me to share her words with you, but she blames herself for her daughter's molestation. She began expressing how she's given up everything in her life, which is true, to ensure that this would never happen to her own children, or it had happened to her when she was a child, molestation. But it happened anyway. She could not take the pain of knowing that she was the one who took Rebecca to this daughter. Well, I'm not supposed to use the name. I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry, son. My granddaughter there, that she had entrusted her baby. She felt so bad because she had entrusted her baby to make her better, but instead her doctor violated her. She recalls signs that her daughter didn't feel comfortable, but still insisted that Rebecca see the doctor. In other words, Rebecca was showing signs of being uncomfortable, but she made her go anyway. She said, I generally thought I was healthy. Now I understand my wife's pain. I, too, have given up so much and have made all of my life plans around the family, my children, to ensure that they wouldn't have the same upbringing that I had in Bronx, New York. The only reason I didn't go and hack this guy to death is because Rebecca needs her family intact, more now than ever before. But I really wish, well, let me go on here, him and all the bureaucrats at the hospital that I quote are 100% behind Dr. Rubes, R-U-B-E-S. They think the world of him. The fact that the military bureaucracy is 100% behind him is, with all honesty, absolutely killing Francis and me. Remember, folks, he's been a soldier for 17 and a half years, and he believed and trusted his family, the Army. Do you know that because the accused perpetrator works for the government, and I have filed a complaint against the government, no military JAG officer can help me? In other words, the perpetrator gets free legal representation, and the victim has to go out and buy some legal assistance. If nothing else was important here, if anything deserves some really big attention, it's that this is criminal. Dad, I could go on and on, but I'm totally wasted. You do not know how many hours I've spent on the phone and on the internet trying to get some help from my family. You can't get it from the Army, folks. Isn't that a shame? Isn't that a heartbreaker? As I told you earlier, I have an attorney in Texas who may help me out. I've hired a German attorney who will help me from the German side, but he isn't cheap. I'll go with him to the Polizei, German police, and see if we can place pressure on the military to do something in this case. I'm trying to get the German police involved in this as much as possible and away from the Americans. I got to tell you who we've received the most sympathy out of through all of this, the German authority. My daughter's doctor, an apparently very gay guy, and this guy epitomizes, surprisingly, a Christ-like response, attitude, and behavior when it comes to my family. He is the reason why I am still here and not in Iraq. He is an Army reservist and has his own practice in the States. This guy has been a real blessing to us. Within a few minutes of seeing my daughter, he told Fran that the daughter was at the end of her rope. Words cannot describe how much care he has given our daughter. We'll be right back, folks, with more. Stay tuned.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and I don't know, is it right that I'm sharing this with you, but you're my family. Augie has his family, the military, and you're my family and my bride's family. You've helped us through some really tough times in this last year, my wife's cancer, and with our dear assistant Carol Asher, who was just charged with a felony, perjury, for her going and serving on a jury, and now this, you know, it's incredible, just absolutely incredible. But I just want to say that my son is destroyed. He's just destroyed. You know, his confidence in the Army is just about gone now. He's a major, been there 17 and a half years, and the Army was his family, and they told him they were his family, and if he needed help, they'd be there for him. Well, they're not there for him. The investigator is putting him on. I've got notes here that he sent me from the investigator. He tried to get a copy of the investigation, and the investigator says he won't give them to him. And so I took it upon myself to write to General Sanchez. General Sanchez last night, who's a general who my son thinks the world of, truly does, thinks the world of General Sanchez. And so I got his email, and I wrote to him last night. And General Sanchez sent me a nice letter. I got it this morning. And he kind of gave me some hope. You know, he says they're still working on if my son has to go back on the first or not. But I have a letter here that I just sent to General Sanchez, just sent it back to him, where his superior says, you're going. He says here's his superior. His family's destroyed. My son is not ready for duty. Psychologically, he's not ready for duty. I wouldn't be. You wouldn't be if your wife had collapsed and your daughter has collapsed. And the other two children need a mom and dad there right now. And mom is having a real tough time thinking she's guilty of putting her daughter in the hands of this child rapist and pedophile. And here they're going to take him away. And my son wrote to his commander, Lieutenant Colonel Gorton, G-O-R-T-O-N, Mark Gorton, and said, wondered if he could have some time. You know, he says here, I'm writing to request a decision from you regarding my status as an emergency leave returnee from Iraq. I need to know if you will allow me to remain in Germany as I can care for my family at this time, and or will you order me to return to Iraq at the end of the month? And here the date is March 23rd when he sends this. I need to know your decision very soon, perhaps by the 28th of March. This day is critical because it is the day that my wife, daughter, and I go to Germany to the German psychiatrist to have my daughter evaluated. This evaluation will determine a lot of things, but most importantly, her current mental state. One course of action that you may want to consider is keeping me here until at least June. That's 2 months away, at which point my family will go back to the States on a command-approved early return of dependents, ERD. I will then return to Iraq to complete my tour. Folks, that's 2 months away. He says this is important for several reasons. He's saying this to his lieutenant colonel. First, the military as a whole has shown that it will not make the safety of my family its number one priority here in Heidelberg. Remember, folks, this perpetrator told the little daughter that he would get the family. He would hurt the family if she told anybody about this, and she's now told. That's what he's talking about here. And the perpetrator's running around free, still treating patients at the hospital, the Army hospital. Secondly, my family can no longer receive proper and unbiased medical support at the Heidelberg Military Hospital. This has been clearly demonstrated by several facts, including the hospital administration's calculated silence surrounding my daughter's molestation. While you have been helpful in allowing me to return home with a host of other problems, mostly created and compounded by the military itself, the Army as a whole has failed miserably in many ways to take care of my family. I don't know what makes me sicker at my stomach, the trite public service announcements by the U.S. Army televised on AFN saying that they care about their families, or the actual molestation of my daughter experience. Honestly, this is a bunch of, and I won't use the expletive here. My son is very upset, folks. He's a good Christian man. He loves the Lord Jesus Christ. And he loves his family. And he's at the end of his rope. Anyway, sir, please let me know what your decision is as soon as possible, as it will determine what my next avenue of action will be regarding the health and safety of my family. Respectfully, Major Augustine McLam. And I'll read you the response from his lieutenant colonel when we get back, folks. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
As a listener of this network, do you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country? As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Giving you this information for a reason. Once again, you're our family, and we love you very much. And I know you've demonstrated this last year that you love us very much too, my bride and I here, Angela and me. And we just can't tell you how much you mean to us. And so this is a situation where you could really, truly help my son Augie and his family. But before we get to that, what I'd like to ask you to do for us, I want to tell you that I am thankful for Ricardo Sanchez, Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, because last night I sent him a letter, and my goodness gracious, you know, this morning I get up, and I have an answer from him. I mean, you know, he's communicated back with me. Now, folks, this is a three-star general over there. And I'm just surprised. I thought it might be weeks, or I thought maybe we'd never hear from him, actually, you know. But I want to share with you my letter to him. I said, General Sanchez, Officer Jack McLam says one of your troopers needs help. And I expressed to him in my letter I said, his daughter, my granddaughter, has recently been molested by an Army psychologist at Heidelberg Army Hospital. On a number of occasions, she was molested. My son was able to return from Baghdad for the last 3 weeks to help his wife and family through this very difficult situation. They're just beginning to get some help from outside the military on this criminal assault. This is because he found that the military is protecting this child molester and not him and his family for public relations reasons, I assume. Well, General Sanchez, tomorrow I begin to light a firestorm of protest from fellow Americans who are going to hear all about this sad case and the way the military has not taken care of one of their own and his family. You see, I have two national and international radio programs of my own, which will reach across the U.S. and other parts of the world. And I said, the Army has done nothing. And General, now, in several days, my son's being shipped back to Baghdad against his will to complete his second tour of duty, April 1st. He is a gung-ho soldier, but his family is broken. His daughter can't sleep, has had a breakdown, and his wife is broken down under the stress, and not only because her daughter is being sexually molested, but the Army is doing nothing about it to help them. The perpetrator has threatened the family with harm if my son's daughter was to tell them what he did. This little 10-year-old child has now told, and now the Army is taking away the father and protector from this broken family. My son, Major Augustine McLam Quinones, is heartbroken that the Army has no concern for his family. He's told me that you are a good man and that you care about your troops. He did not tell me to contact you, General. This is my own idea, and my son does not know that I've even contacted you at this time. Last month alone, I spoke to approximately 3 to 4 million Americans on mine and other host radio shows in the U.S. over a corrupt judge and a corrupt judicial system here in America. The case caused a national public outrage all across America and the nations, and they dropped the case against a 63-year-old retired school teacher, and we were just getting started with our news blitz. The trial had not even been set yet. Well, what I'm writing to you is to tell you this, General. I'm very pro-military, and I do not like airing the military's dirty laundry, but this one really, really takes the cake. The Army protecting a child molester and helping destroy one of its own families, and now, by removing the father and protector at this time, actually physically endangering the mother and children at the hands of the criminal child molester. My prayer is that someone would make a decision and come to the rescue of this American Army family and allow the father to stay with his psychologically broken family until June at least, when they are to return to the States to be with family who will keep them safe and give them support. At that time, the father could complete his tour of duty in Baghdad. That's 2 months away, General. I, as a grandfather, will tomorrow on my radio program begin to try anything I can to get my family help that the Army refuses to give. General Sanchez, is there not someone in the Army who could give my son some help? Is there not someone who cares for an Army soldier and their families? My son thinks you are a good soldier. He respects you, and this is why, in a last-ditch effort, I am going behind my son's back, contacting you and asking you to do whatever you can. Just maybe, if the Army does not care about their soldiers and their families, perhaps the Army will care about its public relations, who will, over the next weeks, hear from this irate granddad, a retired law enforcement officer, about this horrendous case of sexual abuse of Army children. Fact. As we used to say in law enforcement, and when I was a police criminal investigator, a sexual abuser who will rape and molest over 100 people before they're caught. This is federal FBI stats, General, does this not make you wonder just how many Army children this Army doctor has molested before my son's daughter turned him in? And to think even that the CID investigator lied to my family and told my son's family the child molester was removed from handling cases at the U.S. Army hospital there in Heidelberg during the investigation. The truth is the Army still has him working cases at the hospital. Many Americans care about the military at this time, General, including me and my son. But the public has a right to know how the military treats their own soldiers and families. Believing at this point that no one in the Army cares and no one will help, Monday morning I will continue my campaign to help this Army family by going on the nation to the nation and worldwide listenership on my other daily radio program. I will be asking to come on other national radio programs of other hosts all this week to give this most monstrous story of Army life and asking the listeners to call their congressmen, to contact the president, the Army top leaders, and to try to help this Army family. And I have the names and ranks of those who would not help my son and family, General, to share with the fellow Americans. I will also be asking them to pray that our Lord will find someone in the Army who cares about their own, very sincerely, lost or Jack McLam retired. And so that they don't persecute my son, I put in here, P.S., my son has no control over his dad, especially when I'm mad, and I, as I'm sure he will tell you. Well, thank you, General Sanchez, for writing back to me. Okay, he said, Mr. McLam. And he wrote back real quick, matter of fact, amazingly, this morning. Mr. McLam, appreciate the opportunity to address this issue that you identify in your email. I must assure you that the Army is deeply committed to taking care of our soldiers and our families. We recognize the readiness contribution made by our families, especially during this extremely demanding time of repeated deployments as we can continue to fight this war. The situation facing your son and his family is extremely difficult and complex. The senior leadership of the United States Army, Europe, is well aware of your son's situation and is engaged in making sure that, first and foremost, his daughter is taken care of, given the allegations surrounding this case. The issue of your son's return to Iraq is also being addressed by his chain of command with a decision pending. As you know, Major McLam was immediately sent back to Heidelberg when the allegations were initially reported and when his emergency leave was immediately extended when he requested it. Given your prior wartime service, I know you understand the demands of a warfighting environment and the contributions that your son is making to his unit. The most sensitive issues you raise is the allegations made against the Army psychologist and the handling of the investigations. This investigation is ongoing within the Central Investigation Division and Medical Command here in Europe. The proper safeguards are in place to preserve the integrity of the investigation and to protect the rights of all those involved. The Medical Command is totally aware of the allegation and has taken appropriate action. The Medical Command has worked with your son to get the medical care that is required for your granddaughter and as rapidly as possible. On Saturday at 1000 hours Pacific Standard Time, you can definitely launch the public affairs initiative described in your email. That is exactly why you, your son, and all of my soldiers have chosen to serve as warriors to protect your freedom of speech. What I hope you don't portray is that the Army is not committed to taking care of its soldiers and families because this is far from reality. I hope you don't portray an Army that doesn't care for your son and his family because that is also far from reality, given that we have been doing for them here in Germany, what we've been doing for them here in Germany since this situation became known to the command. Thank you for your service to your country during Vietnam My brother was in Vietnam, a Vietnam veteran. Also, I assure you that the chain of command is engaged in working with your son to resolve this very difficult situation. If errors have been made, they will be corrected. May God bless you and your family. Ricardo Sanchez, Lieutenant General. So I appreciate the general, folks, writing back so quickly also. But the fact is, tomorrow or the next day, my son is leaving his family, his broken family, for Iraq again. And I sent the answer from his lieutenant or his lieutenant colonel that he gave my son. And basically, I'm looking for it here. I can't find it real quick, folks. But it basically just says you're going back. Get your family in order. Get your things in order. You're leaving. You're going back to Iraq. That's basically what it says from his lieutenant commander. Here it is here. This is from Lieutenant Commander or Lieutenant Colonel Mark Gorton, G-O-R-T-O-N. And it just says, I encourage you to assist your family in Germany every way possible through the end of the month. After that, you are needed in Iraq as the Corps is short. Filling additional mission requirements, you are to return to Iraq April the 1st to complete your tour with the rest of the Corps. So, folks, I just hate to do this again, but I want to ask you, would you make some phone calls and send some emails? My son and I and his little daughter and the mother would deeply appreciate that if you would do that. Let me give out this information to you. And Kelly has told me that we will try to put this up on the website, RBN website, so you can get it if you don't happen to be able to copy fast enough. We don't have a lot of time yet for the program, but I want to give out some of it here. Would you please contact a few congressmen here and tell them that my son, Army Major Augustine McLam, needs a couple more months at his home for his family there in Heidelberg, Germany, due to this situation and his family not being able to cope right now without him. My son is barely able to cope with his situation right now, but his family is totally broken. His wife is having severe problems, and he just does not feel he can leave his family at this time, folks, but they're telling him he's going. So please contact these people, would you, tactfully, and ask them to please get involved and find out why my son can't have a couple more months to be with his family up until through June. And then go, he can serve the rest of his tour of duty in Baghdad. Contact Congressman John P. Murtha, M-U-R-T-H-A, M-U-R-T-H-A. His chief of staff is John Hugya, H-U-G-Y-A. And that's how you get to it. And that's how you get to Congressman John P. Murtha, M-U-R-T-H-A. So you send the email to John dot Hugya, H-U-G-Y-A, at mail, M-A-I-L, dot house, H-O-U-S-E, dot gov, G-O-V. That's John dot Hugya, I guess it's, maybe it's Hugya, I don't know, H-U-G-Y-A, at mail, M-A-I-L, dot house, dot gov. And the phone number there is 1-202, that's for those that don't have a computer, you can always call. Remember, my son's name is Army Major Augustine, A-U-G-U-S-T-I-N-E, A-U-G-U-S-T-I-N-E, Augustine McLam, M-C, capital L-A-M-B. But the phone number here at Congressman John P. Murtaugh's number is 202, area code, 225-2065. That's 202-225-2065. And he also says, because he's from New York, that Charles Rangel, who is a Korean War veteran, has been very good to the soldiers. And so, Congressman Charlie Rangel, if you would send him an email, I'll give you his email address here and also his phone number, and tell him that one of our troopers needs help. And I'll get that for you right when we return from the break, folks, okay? All right. Stay tuned for more, and I guess we'll be wrapping up the Officer Jack McLam program when we return. Be right back.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Yes, we're just about out of time here. Let me give out Congressman Charlie Rangel's email and then his phone number real quick, and then I want to give out one more. Senator Kay Bailey, Kay Bailey Hutchison. Okay, Charlie Rangel's email, folks, is info, the word info, at Charlie Rangel, and that's C-H-A-R-L-I-E, R-A-N-G-E-L, That's rangel.org. That's his email. info@charlierangel.org. And his phone number is 212-862-4990. That's 212-862-4990. And Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison, her phone number is 202-224-5922. And we don't have her email here, folks. Okay? And the other one is Senator John Cornyn. But once again, the phone number for Kay Bailey Hutchison, who my son, when he left and he last voted, it was there in Texas. He's a Texas boy. And so her number is 202-224-5922. And then his Texas, he's a constituent, my son, and his family, of Representative Tom DeLay there in Texas. And he says his Texas phone number is 1-281-240-3700. Tom DeLay's Texas phone number is 281-240-3700. And folks, my son says here at the end of his message, "Thank you, Dad, for helping in this matter. This is going to be a very difficult week if I have to return. Imagine how my daughter is going to take the news of my having to leave." And folks, I don't know what that'll do to my granddaughter if he has to leave. I just don't know. But I would ask you to be in prayer with us, as you always have been, for me and my bride, and for our dear assistant here at our two police and military associations, Carol Asher, during her trauma and trials in the court system. And we'd ask you to please be in prayer for my son, Augie, his wife, Frances, and their children at this time, and that we may find somebody in the Army that gives a darn for this family and understands that the Army and the war is not going to collapse if my son doesn't return in the next 2 weeks or 2 months to Iraq. It just won't collapse, and I think any thinking person knows that. And there's never been a time and never will be a time in any of our families, folks, in any of our lives, more tragic than the one I've shared with you today. And I asked the general to consider, what if this had happened in his family? And ask him if he wouldn't somehow be able to get a couple extra months to be able to be with his family. And I haven't heard back from the general a second time, but I probably will. He seems to be a pretty good man, Lieutenant General Roberto Sanchez. Ricardo Sanchez. Well, folks, thanks for putting up with me today. I'm sorry to burden you with these family problems again, but isn't it a problem for the Army? Isn't it a problem for the Army, the way they're treating our soldiers today? My son says, "Dad, what if this had been a E3 or E4 or a sergeant and not an Army major with 17 years in?" Think about that, folks. What would have happened to someone other than an officer? God bless all of you out there. Have a great weekend. Good day.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBNLive.com.